You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Husking, I yell about shit for Azrael.
Hey, this is Jimmy, Azrael X-Man.
G'day, Scotty from Azrael, and I play bass.
I hit the skins, my name's Rob Dobb.
And welcome to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 44. Irk FM Metal Monday starts now. We're at the Shark Bar in Miami on the Gold Coast in Queensland, and we are here with Azrael, who are launching their album tonight at the Shark Bar. How does it feel, boys?
It's pretty damn good.
It does feel great. It's been a long time in the making and it's finally here, so we're going to smash out a good set.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, she's a bit of a milestone. It's been looking forward to it for ages. So.
We've been working our asses off to get it done.
Debut album?
It is. It's our first album.
The killer debut.
The very first.
We've had an EP that sounded like balls though, so we don't like to talk about that one.
It didn't count.
It's in the past, man.
Stop living in the past, Robbie.
What EP, shut up, Robbie.
So tell us, how long have you all been together as a band?
We've been playing live as a band for near on 5 years. Jimmy's probably been in the band for three.
About three, yeah.
I reckon that's about right. About
3 years.
About 3 years, properly. Yeah,
and I'd say that the band really took shape when Jimmy joined it.
How are you? You have to go around the other side through the front, I believe. I don't think they'll open this door. So tell us, how did you all get started in the music in the first place?
I've been stuffing around it since high school. I think Jimmy has too. We've just been playing. He's been in previous bands that were pretty big.
I played in another band called Faceless back in the day, just new metal garbage. We won't go into that too much. A bit of music before that, sax and piano and a bit of vocals early on, but resting on the guitar now.
I played in a couple of bands in New Zealand quite a few years ago, moved to Australia, hooked up with Luke back in about 2002. We played in a shitty little covers band for a while. And we got back together again in, 2007.
I actually came over here from the US. I used to be in a band, Sepultura. And, I heard about Azrael going on, and I just decided to, hop the trench. And
I thought I recognised you, man.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Is that why you have no hair on your body?
So how did you all get together? How did you meet up and form the band?
Well, Scotty and I, as we said, played with each other a long time ago. We started off with a drummer in a band.
Yep.
We started off with a first drummer who wasn't very committed, and we found Robbie at the time. We were jamming at a studio, found Robbie, asked him to join the band. First jam, it was just on. And then, I knew Jimmy since back in the day. Yep. Used to sit around jamming guitar at footy training. And he's
back in the day.
Yeah. He's been a sound dude, on the coast for a long time. And we lost our guitarist, and I hit him up. And
he didn't die. He didn't die. I just want to clear that up. Like, he's still living, but not to us anymore.
He moved just to Brazil, didn't he? Try to join Sepultura.
So he needed a drummer, not a guitarist.
He wasn't black enough.
How did the name of the band come about?
After a lot of just trying to think of band names, as everyone probably knows, it's a prick of a thing to do. I always wanted to call the band Gargamel, but then I thought it was a little bit too obvious reference, so Azrael just came up one morning and I told the boys, and it was, history.
So no objections to the name at the time?
Oh, I didn't have a choice. I just walked into it and had to deal with it, so it was cool. And I like the Smurfs, so I was happy with it,
See, I don't like the Smurfs. I like the fact that Gargamel and Azrael tried to eat him, which is why we call it Azrael.
So we're here at the Shark Bar at Miami. Tell us about the venue.
Good venue, great venue, best venue on the coast.
Yeah, we have to be one of our faves, I think. It has to be one of our favourites, I think. It's so easy to load in here. Generally get quite a good crowd here, and yeah.
Security's almost always good to us.
Security comes and takes our drinks halfway through.
Damn! I can't talk anymore, I've got no booze. Yeah.
Good venue, we've actually got a PA in here probably four times too big for the room.
Yep.
It's good fun, I do a bit of sound here sometimes, and yeah, we get some complaints from the neighbours, but... It's good for the metal scene, so nicely up PA.
What's the scene like on the coast and in this part of Queensland?
I guess it's on and off like anywhere, but we do get really good gigs here. You know, when it's happening, it's smashing it. So
yeah, it has its moments. You know, you get your good nights, you get your bad nights. There's been more good than bad lately, so
it's a wild beast.
It's an improvement to what it was 5 years ago, definitely. So it's building up.
So, who's the band that we can hear in the background?
Sending Artax.
Yes.
Local boys as well. Played many, many gigs with them. I think I actually played my first gig with Azrael with Sending Artax that night as well. So,
technical death metal gurus.
Yeah.
They are just insane musicians.
Sweet picking maniacs on the guitar. I don't know how they do it. It's humanly impossible. Eight-string guitar craziness.
For someone who hasn't heard your music before, how would you describe it to them?
Well, a lot of people describe it as groove metal. I don't know if that necessarily sums us up, but a lot of people refer to us as groove metal.
I would say, think mid-90s, you know, like, you know, Alt Seppi, Slayer, Pantera, just the classics that are simple yet heavy as fuck.
No bullshit metal, you know, no over-the-top million-mile-an-hour drumming or guitaring, just... solid, groovy, thrashy kind of stuff.
I like that.
Do you have any preparations for a gig, you know, apart from having your booze confiscated by security?
Basically, well, my preparation is to drink as the singer. That's a pretty important part. But yeah. Other than that...
I just get angry and don't fucking talk to anyone, so that's generally my pre-gig warm-up.
And we've sort of interrupted by that by talking about the band for, you know, amount of time.
Tonight's an exception.
It's all right. We'll let that go. Yeah. Okay.
I normally try and catch the bands that are playing before us, and that normally fires me up.
Yeah. I drink three Red Bulls upside down and then chase it with tequila.
So let's talk about the album. How long were you working on the album for?
Writing the album a long time, because there's a lot of songs that didn't actually make it. Stuff that we worked on that was good, then we moved on from, wrote some new stuff. From day one in the studio, it's probably taken close to a year to come about. But we did go through a couple of engineers and settled on the last guy, Scotty French from Love Street, who done a fucking great job. We're where we're at now.
I think we took the songs that we enjoy playing live, and then tried to put them into an album, like to have that intensity, and not try to write songs for an album, rather just because we've been playing, you know, live for 5 years without any recordings really. That's kind of what we built, so we tried to put that into an album as best we could.
How different was it playing live compared to being in the studio? How different was that for you guys?
Two different worlds, eh? Everything has to be on time, legit. You fucking have 20 different takes in an hour and it just hammers you. It's really brutal.
It's actually good, because if you fuck up, you get to do it again. If we fuck up live, it's just a fuck up, you know, so...
Yeah, and we're kind of like one of those metal bands that gets on stage and gets a bit trashy and just really has a good time, so... We don't, you know, yeah, when it came to getting in the studio, I was like, all right, boys, it's time for business.
We've got a butcher here. We've got Chris the Butcher coming through.
So when you had the album, the completed album in your hands for the very first time, what did that feel like?
That
bloody amazing.
Yeah, fucking great. Fucking great.
Well, we did a lot of work to get it done, you know. We decided that we were going to release it on Friday the 13th tonight, probably about a month out.
Yeah.
And we had a hell of a lot to do in that time, and we just basically put our heads down and just went for it. So yeah, it was really rewarding when we got it.
Yeah, we're working on a pretty tight deadline. We had, like Luke said, about 4 weeks. We had about 6 weeks from day dot when we decided to do the show. And we still had some vocals to finish on the album, some mixing, had to get it mastered, and then sort out all the artwork and get the CDs pressed, and we snuck it in. We got the CDs a week ago delivered, so...
We got the shirts today.
Shirts tonight at about 6 o'clock, yeah. So it's worked out well.
We snuck it in.
It's all falling into place.
Like a glove.
It's Friday the 13th. Are you guys superstitious towards Friday the 13th? Do you like it, hate it?
I love it, man. I'm a massive horror movie fan.
Fucking
and,
love it.
Yeah. We're anti-superstition, anti-religion. You know, so
I love it. Yeah, it kind of really suits the album well, too. The album's got a real dark, spooky feel to it. So, you know, in a way, the album's a little horror story itself. So, perfectly fitting.
When it comes to songwriting, how do you do it?
I guess we use a lot of different processes, you know. Like, sometimes we'll write a song just in the jam room, just smash it out, come up with something cool, and I'll go through the lyrics and just start singing to it. And then other times, you know, Jimmy will come in with a full track and go, here you go, guys, learn this, and then we you know, write the song. So
chew it up, spit it out, comes out a little bit recycled, but a lot fresher, you know, everyone's input in there.
I guess that's why some of the tracks on the album sort of almost sound like different styles of metal.
Yeah.
Like the tracks are different, but sort of the same, if that makes any sense at all.
Different times as well. Like, it's been a whole process over the past couple of years to get all these songs on the album, so yeah, that's why they sound different.
Famous Urk FM question. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, assume you're asleep, and you come up with a good idea, whether it be for a lyric, whether it be for a guitar riff, or, you know, a piece on the drums or whatever. What do you do? Do you ignore it? Do you record it? Do you think about it?
Microphone, bro. Just turn that shit on and just start babbling.
Just,
and then the trick is to remember it's there.
I just head into the studio and start tracking it up.
I always forget.
I got a dodgy little home setup, which isn't so dodgy anymore, but yeah. Get an idea, track it up, call Luke, hassle him, call the other boys, hassle them, and get it going.
Then I rewrite all his lyrics and then we're
good. Yeah, pretty much. So. I try it with a song they hated, it changes, completely different song.
So
it's done better.
So has that ever worked? Like 3 o'clock in the morning you come up with an idea and it's actually worked?
That's definitely worked, yeah.
I think that's the best time to write songs for me. Like, if I'm drunk, it's a perfect time. Or if some shitty things happen in my life and I feel like crap, words just seem to flow out. If I sit there and I'm all happy and straight and, you know, doing whatever, you just spew out crap. So, you know.
Yeah. Half the next album, I think, is already written just from me humming into an iPhone at 3 o'clock in the morning when I've come up with an idea. So just hum a riff in there, you know. It works.
So it's July 2012 now. You're about to launch this album. What's coming up for you guys for the rest of the year?
We got some shows coming up again on the coast in Brisbane. We're looking to go to New Zealand at the end of the year, probably about October. And basically, we're just moving on now. We want to get the new album sorted, so start writing some new songs. Possibly do a bit of a tour down the East Coast at some point as well.
So what we're going to do now, we're actually going to hear some music from you guys. For each of you, what is your favourite track on the album? And give a basic introduction about what it's about and why you like it.
Mine would be the title track, Better Dead. It's a toss-up between two, but I'd say Better Dead's my favourite track. It's a little bit more drawn out than the rest of the tracks. And it's atheist-based track, and yeah, I love it.
Away, a shade of where you come from.
it's hard for me to pick a one I like the most, but I'm actually really fucking enjoying the last track on the album. It's a bit of a slower track, but it's quite doomy as well, and it's just got a polyp atmosphere to it, and Dawning of Consciousness, the title speaks for itself.
Gods was a delusion, so were countless gods that human tribes have just go one god further.
I like Never Survive, aka T-Fuck. I don't know what it is I like about it, but it's just, it's intense, and Jimmy's solo just builds up the intensity to a peak, almost like an orgasm, really.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
song a while ago, but it's hearing it again on the new album, it's sort of refreshed it for me. Servants of Decay. So I just come back to loving it.
We create wonderful music. We are the architects of our own existence. What a lunatic concept to bow down before a god who slaughters millions of innocent children slowly and agonizingly. Starves them to death, beats them, tortures them, rejects them. What folly to even think that we should not insult such a god. Damn him, fuck you, god. Strike me down if you dare, you tyrant. You non-existent fraud. We are the architects of our own existence. There is no god. There can be no god. It's ridiculous to think in terms of a superior being. An inferior being may be. It is the duty of all human beings to think God out of existence. Then we have a future.
Yeah.
Will you have the CD in your cars, driving around listening to it, or have you just had enough of it?
I have it in my car, and I listen to it probably too much, yeah, and just pick it apart.
Yeah.
Just critical on our own stuff. So that's why we're really excited to have it here. You know, people get copies of it, and then we get the feedback. Like, that's really where the rewards are of writing an album. It's people telling you what they think of it, you know, rather than... Because we've been through the process of writing, recording, and getting all the tracks done. It's like, okay, we're done with these tracks there. You guys have them, and hopefully you like them. And if you don't, we'll just write a bloody another one.
Yeah, towards the end of the mixing process and going into the mastering, listening to that mix over and over again, sending it to master, listening to it over and over again, I was honestly over the album at that point. But then getting it pressed up, getting it back to final master, it hasn't left my car since. It's been pumping full blast, so...
Yeah, I'm the same. I pump it in my van every day, and I'm loving it every day.
I'm exactly the same, pumping it, loving it.
Yeah, I did the old school thing, what I used to do when CDs first came out, and you just put it in your stereo, and you put your headphones on, and you lie on the floor, and you just listen to it.
Yeah.
And that's when it really hit me that I thought we'd made something good, you know? So, yeah, that kind of worked for me.
So, dude, tell me, you just showed me your finger. What's the story?
Yeah, I was kind of at work Tuesday morning and jammed my finger in a storage container, basically fractured the end of it. So, I've had a bit of a cast on most of the week, getting up on stage trying to attempt to play with three fingers.
We thought it was the end of us. We thought it was the end of our album launch. When he did it, he was obviously in a lot of pain, rang me up, said, are you sitting down? It was like 11 o'clock. I said, I'm still in bed, man. And he said, I've just broken my finger 3 days out. And I could have strangled him, honestly. But we dragged him to the jam shed.
Yep.
And let's just see what you can do, man. And he played the whole set. Like,
honestly,
it's pretty metal.
When I first heard about it, I thought it was a G-up. I thought Luke's just G-ing me up. Because
like
that's what Luke does. He just G's people up like that. Yep. And I just thought it was a G-up. So I'm thinking, nah, not this week. Oh, bullshit. But... yeah, sure enough, look at it.
She's fucked. She's fucked, but we'll get through it, you know. We'll get through the set, it'll be good. And that's fucking metal, like Rick said, you know. People bitch about, oh, I've got a flu, I can't do the set. Yeah, well, I've got a broken middle finger.
It's raining.
Yeah. And I woke up with a flu on Wednesday, but, you know, who cares about that? We're going to get up there and smash out a good set.
So... final question, if you had to give one piece of advice to a young band starting out, what would you tell them?
Don't smoke crack.
Don't smoke crack.
Pure and simple.
Go hard, man. Like, just don't worry about straight up, don't worry about what people think about you. Just absolutely just make sure you're having a good time, because when it comes down to it, you know, you're really there to entertain people, and if you're getting into your songs, you know, rather than sort of just staring down at your guitar, people are going to love it, you know. If you're going crazy, people are going to go crazy with you, and, you know, that's the point. It doesn't matter what your songs are like, you just kind of got to make them with your passion sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Really give it a go, I reckon.
Don't try and fit in any genre. Just do your thing and enjoy what you enjoy doing.
That was really deep. I was just going to say, when in doubt, just whip it out.
Which has always been Robbie's motto.
How can we find you guys online?
Facebook, facebook.com/AzrielGC, or on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/AzrielGC.
So guys, it's been a great pleasure. Let's go in and catch some bands and see you guys up on stage in about an hour or so.
Sounds good,
cool,
yeah, man.
Thank you.
Do this.
You.
AD.
Hey, this is Azriel. I'm Jimmy.
Luke.
Scotty.
And Robbie.
And you guys can find us at www.facebook.com/AzrielGC. Check it out. There's some music on there. There's a video on there. And come and see us when we're in town.
Yeah.
And be fucking metal.
Whatever.
Who would have thought that I've got Guns N' Roses in the background in a podcast interview? We're now speaking with a local Gold Coast band. Say hi, guys, to Sydney Artex.
Hey, Sydney. Good evening. This is Sean. I'm the guitarist. You've also got Craig on the guitars.
I'm Sam, and I play drums.
Hey, what's up? I'm Lewis. I'm the vocalist.
So you guys are local to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, unfortunately we are.
Unfortunately?
Believe me, we fucking hate it here. Except Craig over here is from Brisbane.
I'm from Brisneyland.
Yeah.
It sucks.
A bit more culture than this hole.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Oh, Gold Coast, yeah. I hate it here.
What's the scene like for you guys?
This is probably the best it's been. Yeah. We're constantly expecting like two or three people. Nothing beyond that. It's Gold Coast, big V-necks and fake tans.
Dull at the moment. No one's really coming out to shows or fucking shouldn't swear.
How long have you been together as a band, and how did you come up with the name of the band, more importantly?
We've had the name for probably 2.5 years now, like, as you know, sending our text, and I'll let Lewis explain to you how we got the name.
I was watching The Neverending Story one day, and I noticed the scene where Artax drowns in the Swamp of Sadness, and there's a real dramatic scene between Atreyu and Artax, and he's like, "Artax, no!" So we're sending Artax to the swamp, pretty much. That's where it came from. Kind of like a pop culture reference, I guess.
So how did you guys get together as a band? Did you all know each other beforehand or not?
Yes. We're in another band called Beyond Redemption, which I regret ever being in. And then it was another songwriter at the time, and then I decided, well, I want to go off and do my own thing, like, musically, and the boys wanted to happen to come with me, so we decided to drop ship in Beyond Redemption, take up sending Artax, and spend the last 2 years writing. So,
and that's where I come in.
That's where Craig the guitarist heard the music and wanted in.
Yeah,
he basically does what he's told, and he's awesome. He's awesome.
Good boy.
We went to school together.
Yeah, we were playing in a band with our old bass player for like a few years, 5 years or something.
Yeah.
And then we've just been together. We found Sean and then found Craig, and it's kind of all just taken off from there, I guess.
So when it comes to your music, for someone who hasn't heard you before, you guys were just on stage. We heard you in the background as we were interviewing Azrael. How would you describe your music?
Progressive metal, and for the youngins, I'd probably just call us Artax Core.
Artax Core.
Yeah, we're here to destroy all you binary bands out there. Take note of that.
Zeros and ones.
Honestly, I don't know what it like. The last song we played to the set list is We the Beast, and man, that came about from watching a fucking Disney movie.
Aladdin,
to be specific. And I think next up will be is it bloody Tarzan? I think I'll be, you know, I'm watching that at the moment. And yeah, that's where our death.
This isn't why he actually writes his music from watching kids' movies. It's kind of weird.
So how does the songwriting happen for you guys? Is it lyrics first, music first? You all come together, or you all work it separately? How do you do it?
Basically, I grab Guitar Pro, which was legally purchased, and I put two piano tracks down, and basically I just write melodies that come out of my head, and eventually we end up splitting it up into like guitars, bass, synths, and whatnot, and then I send it off to Sam, and then he helps me arrange it, and then we let the boys have at it with vocals, and then when everything's done, we might think about learning it, which is the really, really, really not so fun part.
So apart from watching Disney movies, what inspires you?
Well, in my end of the songwriting, it's usually a band called Deer Hunter, the progressive indie band, I guess, from the States. Yeah, like sort of a 1940s burlesque sort of stuff with it. And then I got this pop band from the UK called Colours, which, like, any metalhead elitist that is boasting that, oh, listen to this and that, these guys will shit on 90% of the metal bands that I've seen out there. And then you've got these guys' influences, which is anything but metal, except this guy.
What?
Corpse.
What's wrong? Hey, Corpse.
Defend yourself.
Fucking... Huh?
Defend yourself.
Yeah,
come on.
It's Corpse. How can you say it's Corpse?
Yeah, I love Corpse.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Do you have any preparations before a gig? Anything that you have to do? Anything special to warm up, get in the mood?
I just start yelling at people.
Get me beer!
It's important to warm the fingers, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
We tried, but it didn't work tonight so well.
No, well,
yeah. But I mean, it's super important to get your head in the right space. And I'll also listen to like shitty pop bands for inspiration.
Yeah.
For the whole day, nonstop. Oh yeah, pretty much.
So it's Friday the 13th tonight. Any superstitions in relation to Friday the 13th?
No. Jesus might be a raptor.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion the last 2 weeks that he's a raptor.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get nude and sacrifice a goat.
Or nothing.
Sam, so it would just be Sam. For anyone,
that's 13th enough.
Yeah, for anyone who meets us when we make journey to say Sydney, Melbourne, all that shit, well, you meet Sam in person. It's gonna be Friday the 13th.
24/7. You're talking babies, and live or not?
Assume that it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're not out sacrificing goats or anything like that. Yeah. And you have a really good idea for a song riff, a lyric, a drum beat, whatever. What do you do, if you do anything?
Sacrifice the goat.
You're not going to forget anything like that.
I'm going to take no for an answer.
Oh, I just keep remembering stuff. Yeah. And then I play over it in my head for like a month. And then.
I'm constantly churning out stuff that... And then we fight over what's good and what's not worth keeping. So,
have you recorded anything at the moment? Is there like an album out or an EP, or is anything like that?
We have. We've just finished recording our first full length album. We've got artwork. It's pretty much we're just working on artwork, and then we'll start printing. And tonight we actually start taking pre-orders, I guess. So, it's been a long process. Probably 2 years of writing. Oh, and you can hear it on Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
And that Triple J site, and of course our Facebook, which is facebook.com/sendingartax.
Who else do you play with on the local scene that you like to play with?
Shifting the Paradigm. They're awesome. Paradigm.
It was a good Sydney band.
Some young. Yes, there's a couple of youngins in Sydney called Days Gone By. If I could play guitar like that when I was 16, I'd be pretty happy with myself. Eh? But there's plenty of bands around. Like Brisbane Gold Coast has got a wicked scene right now. It's just we're on Gold Coast, you know.
It's lack of support, good music, but not enough support to support the local bands. The venues are kind of dying. It's just not coming together. It's like a crappy puzzle.
It's July 2012 as we're recording this. What's coming up for you guys for the rest of the year?
Well,
getting the album out, obviously.
getting this fucking album out, and then we'll do a few sacrifices, I guess. We are looking at making travel towards the end of the year. A CD launch, and we're looking at probably early November, and then maybe a couple of shows in and around Queensland, and maybe as far as Sydney before we actually hammer into things next year.
Oh, by the way, we're like totally not metal dudes either. We don't really sacrifice goats or anything. I'm wearing a collared shirt, for fuck's sake.
And I'm like full on Māori, so.
Yeah. I got an afro. I want metal.
He's Sam's metal.
Yeah, Sam's metal.
Oh, I'm metal. Yeah,
You're the one. So it's been a good night so far. The night is young. As far as you guys are concerned, you can just go out and, you know, sacrifice as many goats as you want, because you know, you don't have to go on stage anymore.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty keen to go sacrifice a few goats. So I don't care what Jesus says. So
stick around, support.
Yeah,
gotta support them.
Yeah, we're definitely here to see. Gonna stick around for the boys, especially Dark Low, you know, having travelled from home, I guess. So yeah.
Which is absolutely awesome. So we can find you guys online, Facebook, Reverb Nation, the usual sort of places.
You'll have to find us. They're starting to charge now, I hear. So we'll be around on Facebook, and you might hear a new song come up every now and then.
If each of you had to name a song off the album which is your favourite, what would you say?
It would be the song called The Rising. Probably one of the most intense songs guitar-wise that I've ever written.
probably have to say Where's My Regrets. You don't think it can get any lower, and hey ho, it does. You hear a breakdown and then boom, we managed to go lower. So it always gets me when I hear that.
Yeah, we wrote that for the little kiddies, I guess. They're like their binary bands.
It's very binary. What is it with the binary bands? Tell us.
Binary.
Well, you know all these like little breakdowns and stuff that happen to go for like 5 minutes straight.
So hardcore and deathcore and metal, anything with core in it. Anything.
Actually, I think we even have a song called Binary on the new record. So
yeah, it's, you know, for example, I went to about a mad gig for 7 hours constantly, just zeros and ones.
Favorite
song, boys?
I would have to say it's probably Circus of Me, just because it has children. Yeah.
And that's Sam.
See?
And that's Sam. That's Sam.
Just kidding, by the way. He's not serious.
He
has a child, in fact.
No, it's because it's fast and heavy and also pretty, and it's got a really good solo, which I like. Yes.
So sometimes get right.
So thanks guys. Hope you've enjoyed the night. Good to see you guys here, and keep in touch.
We will, and I'll be hoping to see Sydney pretty soon, I guess, in another
tear up the Lewisham live house again.
Pick up backpackers.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm Lewis, the vocalist.
I'm Sam, the drummer.
Craig on the gats.
I'm Sean, and I am sending our texts.
Ah.
And you will find us on Facebook and Reverb Nation with facebook.com/sendingourtexts and reverbnation.com/sendingourtexts.
Support the scene!
Support us, please! We're surrounded by...
kick you in the nuts!
Anyway,
will you say?
welcome back to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 44, coming to you for the moment from dead of winter here in Brisbane. Last night, I was here with the guys that are in front of me, Dark Light Corporation. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hey.
So, for the listeners who don't know who Dark Light Corporation are, introduce yourself and what you do in the band.
I'm Fabio, the singer.
Tim, drums.
Chris, guitar.
And I'm Elliot, and I play bass.
Now, I'm picking up some accents, dudes. Where are you from?
All over the place.
São Paulo, favela, Brazil.
Kapiti Coast, New Zealand.
Dannevirke, New Zealand.
Wellington, New Zealand.
Awesome. So how did you go to New Zealand and find these guys? Or did they find you when you were in there already? What's the story?
I have no idea. I was there and just found Chris and this is it. We're here in Australia and fuck shit up.
Awesome. So who wants to tell me the story about Dark Light Corporation, the band, how you formed, and what does the name mean?
Okay, well, yeah, about 4 years ago, or about 5 years ago, I was in another band, and I sort of wanted to get back to my metal roots and that sort of thing, but I was writing to industrial music too, so I sort of came up with this concept, you know, the Dark Light Corporation, and I sort of wrote a bit of music, and then I thought I'll find a singer, so I found Fabio on a website. He was advertising. He was already living in New Zealand at the time, so he came in and did some vocals, and we just clicked like that, you know, and then we got Elliot in to come and play bass, and a previous drummer that we had, and it just all clicked together, and next thing we had an album, our first album out, and that's where it all started, you know.
So what about the name? Is there any, like, Dark Corporation, or...?
It was just sort of... the concept was, you know, there's this corporation that's sort of fighting other big corporations, you know, it was sort of a juxtaposition on words and just a sort of a... When the first album was was about revolution and that sort of thing, so it was, you know, it was about an underground society that was fighting against for good of all men.
So, last night as I'm recording this, I saw you guys on the Gold Coast at the Shark Bar at Miami. How was that?
Oh, it was awesome, man. Like, it was our first time on the Gold Coast as a band, and we just really enjoyed ourselves. It was a good turnout, and great bar, great sound, and hats off to Chippy, the sound guy. He's a legend.
Yeah, I mean, when you come to another country, you just don't know what to expect, you know. Are people going to like your music, and people aren't even going to show up, but, you know, we had a great crowd there last night, and they really enjoyed it, and the other bands are awesome to us, and everyone's just been so great to us since we got here, you know.
Yeah, I've been on behalf of everyone as well. I'm just fucking stoked to be here, you know, playing for awesome people in a different city, different country. Me and Az fucking love looking out and just seeing all the people there, and I'll second the shout out to Chippy as well. Good guy.
Was good, and I was drunk.
You were drunk. But you got through it. So how do you guys prepare for a show? Is getting drunk one of the preparations?
It's good to be drunk on stage because we just fuck shit up and just fucking go. If we don't have any alcohol, we play like a fucking, you know, just whatever.
You're going to have something to take the edges off, you know. Yeah. But it's not like we're getting pissed every night, but we try and sort of keep us sober as possible before the show.
We like to loosen up. So we have our band ritual where we all have a shot before we play. And then we have an energy drink and that gets us pumped and game on.
So while you're on the Gold Coast, did you do any of the touristy sort of things?
We haven't yet. We got here on Thursday and then we had gigs, so tomorrow we're here till Wednesday, so we're going to fit something in between now and then, so yeah, definitely. But we love it. It's a beautiful place.
Yep. It's an awesome, amazing place. Yeah. Nice and warm.
But it's so hot.
Well, compared to New Zealand, and I'm about to fly there as we're recording this, I think I'm about to find that out because I'm from Sydney, so I guess I'll find that out. So what does a night like last night mean to you? Is it a good way of expanding your horizons and knowing that you can make it in another country if need be?
Yeah, for us, we were just really appreciative of the fact that we got to play with really cool bands and their fans got to get exposed to us, and because as Chris said, we're not really well known over here, but you know, we're making those small steps, and the more kind of impression we can make on people, the more inclined we are to come back, and the better it will be every time. So we're just really, really stoked to have this opportunity and come here, you know.
Yeah, in New Zealand, I mean, we're sort of done our dash here. We've gone as far as we can go possible. You know, you can only go up and down the country so many times, and Australia was a logical next step. You know, it's not that far away to come, and there's loads more people. So
awesome. I think Australia's fucking cool, yeah. And people here smells good.
Smell good.
Honest.
Yeah, the girls smell good.
The girls smell good.
I kind of have a theory with every single gig, and especially with these Aussie shows and that. If we gain one fan out of any gig, it's a successful night.
Yeah. Definitely.
So what I've done for the other bands is that I've played a couple of tracks from the other bands that you played with last night. If you could nominate one of your favourite songs off your current album, and what would it be?
Definitely Levitate. That's probably one of the songs that we're most proud of, and it's kind of an expansion of our kind of musical awareness and where we want to go. And so yeah, that's our favourite song at the moment.
Levitate and The Fallen were sort of the last two songs that we...
The Falling's fucking... It's like... very low.
Yeah.
I love that shit. It's just like,
you know, that was sort of the last two songs that we wrote on the album, and they seemed to be another step forward, you know, for us.
Yeah.
So the album sort of got those 8 tracks, and then 2 that are sort of another step, you know, evolution of the band. So
it's kind of like a bit of a hint as to what the new album could be like.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for you guys? We'll talk in the next episode about your appearance at Dead of Winter, but what's coming up in the rest of 2012?
We'll sort of get a new album together, and we've got hopefully got a few good, great support slots coming up for some shows in New Zealand. But we'll definitely come back here and just attack each city at a time, you know? Just come over here for a long weekend, go Sydney next, Melbourne next, you know?
We love it here, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So Dark Eye Corporation, how can we find you guys on the interweb?
We have our website, which is darklightcorporation.com. We also have our Facebook page, which is Dark Light Corporation NZ. And you can go there and buy CDs, watch the videos, listen to the music.
And you can buy t-shirts as well.
Yeah, t-shirts. That's all there for you, all the media that you need.
So Dark Eye Corporation, you have been awesome. You wowed the crowd last night. All of the bands were great. There wasn't a bad band last night, which was absolutely awesome. The Gold Coast Punters, they got out and supported the scene, supported you guys.
It was a quality night, you know?
So
mad respect for the Gold Coast crowd that came out last night and the crowd that turned up tonight.
Absolutely.
So on behalf of all of the bands, thank you to Anna from Rare Breed Records for all of her work and assistance. Thank you, Anna. Awesome.
Thanks, Anna.
We love Anna. She's awesome.
And you have been listening to Irk FM Metal Monday episode 44. Catch these guys and a lot more from Dead of Winter in the next couple of weeks. Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com. A bit impromptu, but at the end of each show I say, don't hate me because I'm metal.
Don't hate me because I'm metal.
And good night, Interweb. No better than death.